What's happening with y'all? Wonderful day, wonderful morning. As far as here in the A, it's beautiful sunshine outside. It's your boy Loco Rico the Prophet. Three things up. You already know. Bang, bang. You already know the train coming north side. Hey, shout out to the world today. Just want to hit up a new subject right here. It's been going viral on the internet right now. Actually, two different subjects that we're going to hit on this podcast right now. First thing, I don't know if y'all are familiar with it, but Lil Xan, what is going on with this dude? You know, I gotta know your opinion on this. Lil Xan, you know, he had some comments due to Tupac and everything else. I'm not gonna go into too much detail about it, but you know, he had some different reactions from different people. And one of the main people, as far as I know, especially from the A that I'm gonna put out there, is Rich Homie Quan. Rich Homie Quan definitely had some words to say about Lil Xan. He even put out there Lil Xan is one of the worst rappers out today, and he doesn't even want to pay homage to the originals. So the creators, the ones that have made hip hop to what it is today, and to the platform to what it is today. And that's where disrespect comes into play. And how do y'all feel about that? I mean, Tupac is a legend. We all know a legend that will never be forgotten. Him or Biggie, the two biggest artists that we've ever known as far as names and in hip hop today. If they were still here today, you know, they would still probably be doing their thing still. And that's just my point of view. I mean, I don't know how other people think, you know, if they're still alive today, what would be your opinion be about that? But, you know, when you have rappers out here today, such as Lil Xan, 6ix9ine, and all these different rappers that are coming in today's age and new age in hip hop today, do you think that we have lost the clarity within hip hop music today? Do they actually pay homage to most of the older artists out that have made this road, this golden road for them to be able to come out and speak their words and speak their mind and be able to lay the knowledge down on where they come from or whatever the case may be. Now, I have nothing against Lil Xan, you know. Saw a video online where he posted up, I guess, on Snapchat, whatever the case may be, and he's talking about, well, he's not a gangster rapper. Oh, I don't shoot guns. I don't talk about gangster stuff like this, that, and other. Cool, whatever you know, you want to spit, you want to say or do, that's all in your discretion. And nobody has a problem with that. But, you know, a lot of people are going on to the subject of, as far as him with the South by Southwest, on how he came out, and Tupac fans are out there waiting for him, about 20 people, blah, 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 blah. And they just wanted to beat the dude's ass. I mean, shoot, we really can't sit there and say too much about it, but, you know, it's pretty much blatantly out there. You know, you're supposed to get your ass whooped. And he didn't have enough security or something like that, so he didn't show up. And, you know, he's making his excuses online saying, well, look, man, you know, why would I come out there with no security, man? Why would I not, you know, come out there and get my ass whooped by 20 people? I mean, yay and nay, you know. We know some people out here that, you know, in the streets, that they'll be soldiers and they'll just go out there and just take their ass whooped. Like, man, now we are talking about 20 people also. We don't know how these Tupac fans were going to be. They're probably going to thug life on them and, you know, probably would have, you know, busted his chair. I don't know what the hell would happen, you know. But if you're going to be in this game, that's just my point of view. If you're going to be in this game of this age we call hip-hop, you know, it comes with a thin line, especially on what you say. If you're going to, things are going to come out your mouth that are disrespectful, or you're not paying respect or homage to, you know, Tupac alone, then there are some major issues. Now, there is an artist also that I'm going to bring up, also his name, that needs to be brought up, and I'm probably going to bring that on later on, maybe after one break, I don't know. But it's another rapper that, you know, he shows respect, but then he still comes out not showing homage like he needs to, and saying Tupac wasn't a real rapper as far as in his lyrics. I know some of y'all right now like, who is this? You know, but maybe some of y'all do though. You know, it's news today. And it's news that needs to be heard as far as within your ears, as far as the entertainment industry, period. And these are rappers that are not showing homage. Now, who are you to say that Tupac isn't a real rapper or wasn't speaking real facts? You know, we're talking about A man that sat there and went through moving from New York City to California, from California in the hood, seeing, you know, violence, sex, drugs, seeing his mother go through poverty, a Black Panther at that. You know, there's levels to this. You know, we're talking about the 90s. We're not talking about 2017 right now. Everything that's happened within the 90s to today, which people don't understand, is what's made the future to what it is today. You know, how can you not show respect or homage to hip hop alone, from Run DMC to Tupac to Biggie to, you know, DMX to Nas to Jay-Z to, you know, what is it? We can say Q-Tip. We can go to Dougie Fresh, you know, to even legends on the hip hop stand, as far as on the mic itself. You know, we have too many connections, from MTV Jams to Rap City in the Basement. You know, when Rap City in the Basement was on BET with Big Tig. We're going back, and we go far further and further and further and further. LL Cool J, you know, Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper. You know, this is where people are starting to not realize at the end of the day that hip-hop is more than just what it was. But it's what it was is what helped flourish to what it is today. Now, into what it is today has lost insight onto what hip hop truly was. I mean, I've spoken to several different individuals today, and they sit here and they tell me, you know, hip hop has lost its way. You know, where do we actually, sometimes when you actually listen to the lyrics, sometimes the only thing that we listen to today are hooks. That's it. You know, and I mean, I love a good hook. I'm not saying I don't like none of today's music. I love a lot of good, a lot of music from today's era. But at the end of the day, also, today is, you know, pretty much not the same. We're not rapping about real topics. We don't have government, you know, and presidents going on TV saying this album can't be out because of the message that is pushing through, because there's no real message that is really coming through music these days, unless it's, you know, very, how can I say, detailed, or the vivid picture is put out there. So, you know, at the end of the day, I really want you to think about this today, audience, is where is hip hop? I even had to turn off the music in the background, because after I heard what Lil Xan had said, I just really needed to push that out there, as far as where do we lose the respect for, you know, almost like our elders, our legends. Where do we lose that respect? Where do we lose where we cannot show these people the respect that they deserve as artists? These are artists. Artist is more than when it just comes to one word, as far as for painting and everything. Artist comes in so many different variables. You know, it takes time to create a masterpiece. It takes effort to create a masterpiece. It takes heart. And where is the heart today? Is there heart? Is there still heart out there? Are we going to see another Tupac? Are we going to see another Biggie? Are you, you know, is that, that's the question that stands out there. Are we just blinded at the fact of what today is in today's world? But this is your boy Loco Rico the Prophet. Three fingers up, trigger, trigger, bang, bang. Real Trill, the podcast. Much love to y'all. Definitely looking forward to your answers. We're going to hit some R&B hits next. And then I'm going to come back with that same person's name later on, as far as who said that. Who said the same thing as Xan almost. And also some other good news as far as with new mixtapes that are coming out, or mixtapes that are already out. Definitely check out Skipper the Flipper. I'm definitely going to be trying to help play some of those tracks later on from Skip himself. And also posted up on IG a little bit earlier this morning. So it's NBA and Birdman. They just came out with the Bayou. Definitely want to make sure we get some of those tracks out there, get them heard. Definitely want to hear people's comments, reactions. Definitely want to push out these mixtapes and let y'all hear them. But right now we're going to hit some slow jams and some slow tracks so people can get moving throughout their day. Definitely want to get your minds rolling. So we're going to hit some slow jams in this next podcast. Hope y'all enjoy it. And hope y'all having a beautiful day. This is Real Trill. Keep it real. Keep it trill. And keep it real on the battlefield always. This is for the people. I'm here for y'all just like y'all here for me. Let's get it.